This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God's very nature is one of a multiplier. When we turn to the scriptures and think of an example of when God multiplied something, we may likely recall when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied them to feed 5,000 people. You may also recall there were even bags of leftovers. But when studying about the miracles that the prophet Elijah performed in the Old Testament, I also see a similar pattern. In this story, a man approaches the prophet Elijah and gives him bread of the first fruits. And when the man gave Elijah the bread, Elijah told him to give it to the men instead so that they could eat. But the man said, "How can I set this before 100 men?" Elijah's reply was simple, "Give it to the men that they may eat, thus says the Lord." And he went on to say, "In fact, they shall eat and have some left." So we see that it is God's very nature to take what you have and to multiply it such that it not only meets your needs, but that there's a surplus too. So if you have fears today about not having enough or not being enough, release your fears into the hands of God and be comforted by the fact that you serve a God whose very nature is to multiply what you have. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, "He who supplies seed to the sower will supply and multiply your seed." 2 Corinthians 9:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, know that He's a multiplier.